Hello, everybody, and welcome into It Couldn't Possibly Get Any Worse. My name's Chris Claffey. I'm joined this evening by Olivia Claffey. Hello, everybody, and it's time to battle it out and try to figure out what is the worst possible situation. So as of right now, obviously, everybody's all in quarantine because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So we decided that it couldn't possibly get any worse, right? So,
right.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, the 2020 has gone so well. So what we have done is we've put 16 terrible situations into a bracket, and we're going to work through that entire bracket and figure out which situation is the absolute worst. Because obviously we all miss March Madness too because of COVID-19. So this is the way to get it back, basically. So that's how this is going to work. So I hope you guys are ready. We are actually broadcasting this live on Facebook Live. So if you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts later on and you're like, whoa, how can I get part of the conversation? You can join us every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern and join us at facebook.com/ClaffeyLP. That's how you listen to us. And then you can join the conversation. So I'm actually going to ask everybody who is on Facebook Live right now to join our conversation. So as we talk about each one of these matchups, as they were, feel free to chime in on the comments and see which one do you think is the worst. Because when it comes to a tiebreaker, we're going to come to you guys. So that's kind of the power that you have of listening to this live. So, Olivia, are you ready to get this party started?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So, if you want a copy of this bracket, you can go to claffeylp.com/worse.html. Make sure you add the .html. We haven't figured out how to get rid of that yet, but as soon as we do, you can see the full bracket there if you want to play along. You ready, Liv?
Yep.
All right. So, our first matchup, and this is going to be fun. The category this week is real life events. So, each one of these has either happened to us or we know of somebody who this has happened to. Some are worse than others, maybe, but well, I guess that's what it's time to determine.
Yeah,
so
we'll see.
So here's the first one. Being online during class when a video plays out loud faces off against accidentally calling your partner mom. So that's being online during class when a video plays out loud or accidentally calling your partner mom. Which one is worse? Olivia, you can start. Which one do you think? Well, first, let's talk about being online during class when a video plays out loud.
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot.
Has it really?
In class, I'll be like scrolling through Facebook in a lecture hall or something. Or like if I'm waiting on whatever. Or even if it's before class and everybody's silent and I'm scrolling through Facebook. And then all of a sudden I accidentally click on a video and it just starts blaring. It's really embarrassing.
I can't say that's ever happened to me, though.
Well,
I'll be honest.
I guess you're a better student than me.
I'm usually on like silent anyway. Like I keep everything on
silent.
Yeah,
me too. But when you even if you're on silent and you click on a video on
Facebook.
Oh,
okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Media audio
okay.
Comes up.
Okay, so then it goes against accidentally calling your partner mom, which I have to say is really bad.
Josh said he referred to Autumn as my mom one time and it did not turn out well.
No, I wouldn't think it would.
You've never called me mom.
I've never, and I'll be honest, I've come close before. I told you this before we started.
Is this because like why would you ever call me mom? Because I do things for you, like I cook sometimes.
No, it's more of like, so obviously I lived with my parents right before we moved in.
Yeah.
So right after, and this happened like right after we moved in, I've caught myself a couple times saying it because I'm so used to the only like female that I have an interaction with being my mom. So it's like you would say something like, hey, dinner's ready or something like that. I'd be like, thanks, mom. And I'm like, oh, no, don't say that. Yeah. That would be really, really bad.
Well, what's your vote then? My mom says having a video playing class would be embarrassing.
They're both embarrassing. And so if I, okay, let's do it this way. If I would have called you mom, what would you be upset?
I would laugh.
You wouldn't think it's that big of a deal?
I don't think so.
All right. My vote is, I can go either way on this one.
My vote is having a video play.
Yeah, especially, I can think of that being worse.
My mom said, please don't call Olivia mom.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll agree with you on this one. I will say probably being online during class.
Yeah.
Just because, depending on what the video is, and like if there's 100 people, it could be something like that you enjoy that's like kind of weird. Like if that plays out loud,
it could be really embarrassing. It could have like curse words in it or something like that.
Yeah, like straight out of the gate.
Yeah,
be like in a situation where that. Okay, you know what? You've convinced me. I'll go that way. So being online during class, I'll go with that one. That one will move on.
All right.
All right. So that leads us to the next one, which is passing a kidney stone versus hitting an animal with your car.
Yeah.
So that's passing a kidney stone or hitting an animal with your car. which one is worse? I will say I've passed a kidney stone. You haven't.
No.
It's pretty terrible. And you saw me in quite a bit of pain.
Yeah.
I can't believe I worked through that.
But like the psychological damage of hitting an animal with your car really sucks.
It's really a downer.
I especially taking care of animals for my career. The one time I hit a rabbit on my way to work, I literally cried in my car and I was like, how am I supposed to be a zookeeper? I can't even take care. I like,
yes, know, like I can't
I'm not
even
cut
do
out
this.
For this. I just killed a rabbit.
Yeah.
My mom says that's worse. Than a kidney stone.
Kidney stone's pretty bad, but I will say from the few times that I've hit, and then obviously you're not intentionally hitting an animal with your car.
Yeah, no.
I remember in high school, I hit a robin with my car.
That was a sad day. You came in, literally there were tears in your eyes, and I was like, what is wrong?
I'm like, look, the kidney stone will pass, you know, and like the pain goes away. Is that kind of what's coming up on the comments?
Autumn agrees.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
With the animal.
With the animal. I'm gonna 100% go for the animal.
Okay.
Just because the kidney stone will pass, but the psychological horror of hitting an animal
yeah,
with your car.
Yeah, it's terrible. You feel like...
Yeah, like I'm an unfit person. Like I cannot... Yeah.
Like, how can I...
I can't even imagine like being a zookeeper.
I went to work and I'm like, I don't deserve to be here.
All right, that leads us to our next matchup, which is getting a speeding ticket versus drunk texting your ex. That is getting a speeding ticket or drunk texting your ex.
Yeah, I've never gotten either. I've never done either of those things, so.
I have never done either, so this is kind of a tough one. I'm going to need somebody with experience on this one.
Yeah.
Although I know people who've gotten speeding tickets, and I've known some people to get way more speeding tickets than they should probably admit.
Yeah.
And that's just that financial burden.
And that really sucks.
Right.
It's financial versus like just embarrassment.
Yeah, it's, I guess, more the drunk texting your ex is more of the embarrassment kind of after the fact when you're sober and you realize what you did.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do we have in the comments?
Autumn says Josh has 3 speeding tickets. Autumn, do you think that's worse?
Yeah.
Oh, Josh said, yeah, it cost him money. So that's worse.
Yeah. See, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking the financial burden of a speeding ticket. And then, like, yeah, you could drunk text your ex a couple of times, but...
Well, but speeding tickets, like, if it's reckless driving, like, if it's really bad, it can be really expensive.
Yeah, or if you're speeding through a construction zone, which you should never do, but,
I've
like...
I've never done that.
You've never sped through a construction zone.
I'm being so sarcastic.
I'm thinking of how many times you've gone to Ball State.
Yeah,
and
the entire
going
way up
to,
is a construction
yeah,
zone.
Yeah, the whole thing is a construction zone. I think we've all done it. It's just we've never been caught. And it's never been reckless, like...
Yeah, well, no.
How do we leave it there? We're going to, I think both of us agree that getting a speeding ticket is worse. All right, cool. That is fine with me. All right, so that brings us to our next matchup, which is dropping your dinner on the floor versus asking someone if they're pregnant when they're not. So that is dropping your dinner on the floor versus asking someone if they're pregnant when they're not.
Definitely the pregnant one.
Yeah, I think...
I really, and you know I love food, dropping your dinner on the floor, I'll usually, I mean, depending on what it is, I'll still eat it.
Yes.
So, not much is lost there, but I have definitely cried from dropping food on the floor.
I'm thinking of how many times I've dropped food on the floor, and like, it's not like at home, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like at a restaurant. Like, I'm thinking of how many times that I've dropped, like...
You have.
Well, not like a lot of food, but
that's
like even dropping like a single fry. And it's like, I'm not going to eat that fry because I'm not going to pick that up. But I got to say.
We have one vote for each.
Do
Elise
we really?
The dinner is worse. And Mike Levesic thinks that the pregnant.
Mike
the
is
pregnant one's worse.
Mike's like, I'll still eat it, man. It's
yeah,
fine.
And Josh said the fat kid in me feels like the food is worse. And my mom says the pregnant one's worse. Oh, gosh, it's like a tie.
I didn't realize this one was going to be as kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think the pregnancy one's worse.
I think it is, too. And it's just because, like, there's the.
Especially if you know that person.
If you know the person, it's even
that.
Worse. Yeah. If you know the person, it is so much worse, in my opinion.
Worst thing to do is insult a woman. That's what Mike says.
Yeah.
Thank you for that advice.
I will heed that advice and keep it going forward. All right. I think it's pretty much unanimous between us. The pregnancy one, we'll move on. All right. So we're going to go to the other side of the bracket now, and it's opening a window in the car wash versus forgetting schoolwork at home. That is for opening the window in the car wash versus forgetting schoolwork at home.
Yeah. Oh, man. So I don't know if I should, but I'm going to just tell a story anyway.
Yeah, why not?
What happened to my mom? My dad, one time as a joke, or I don't know, we were going through a car wash and he opened the passenger side window and my mom got wet. She got all wet from the car wash. It was a bad day.
And I'm thinking, so not even like an intentional, is like a joke thing. I have definitely leaned my left arm. I've never opened the window, but I've come very close. Like, I'm always very like self-conscious of like, okay, that's the window bar. Like, watch where you put your elbow. But I could see myself not paying attention one day and mm-hmm. accidentally hitting it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the water and all that soap gets sprayed into the car and like, it's just not good.
Yeah. Well, the thing for Mike Levisic says, the sunroof is the worst. Oh, mom said they were going to their class reunion. She had her like makeup and hair done.
Oh man, that's not good.
Josh said, "School is for fools. Look at me."
we're so proud, Josh.
The one thing about the school thing is, I've had it where it's like a big project due that day, and I forget it in my apartment or whatever in college, and then it's like 10% off because it's late. And that really stinks.
Especially if it's like, you know, a 250-point assignment.
Yeah, but I think I vote for car wash because whoever does that to you is just in trouble. I could ruin your whole day.
Ruin your whole day, and it's just not good. I don't know. I want to say forgetting schoolwork at home.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think we're at an impasse here, so that goes to the voting. So,
well, all the votes are for the car wash.
Are they really?
Yeah.
All right,
Mom,
so,
Mike, and Josh.
Yeah, the car wash. I'm going to...
Yeah, car wash is worse.
Yeah, the car wash is the one that's going to win that one. So car wash, we'll move on. All right, I didn't win that one. That's okay. It's not about winning.
It's really not. We both really came not. Up with these and then randomly put them against each other.
It was a lot of fun getting these all together, I'll be honest. All right. That moves on to having wet socks all day versus getting shorted on a paycheck. That's having wet socks all day.
Okay, listen.
And getting shorted on a paycheck.
It's wet socks because you can fix your paycheck issue and you're just, the wet socks, I'm telling you, it is not good. And then your shoes are wet forever.
Yeah.
Eric said it's not always about winning.
I know it's not all about winning. God.
Oh, no, he said it's always about winning.
Oh, it's always about winning. Sorry. Wow, you're killing it.
Listen, it's the wet socks, trust me.
I think Olivia's pretty passionate about that. Now, getting short on a paycheck.
Says wet socks.
Getting short on a paycheck is not pleasant at all.
Yeah, Eric says wet socks.
But
no, it's not, but you can fix it. You can go to HR.
Yeah, but after the wet socks, after the day's over, it's over.
Listen, I've had wet socks that were so bad before that my feet have physically hurt for like a week afterwards because
gosh.
They were so wet.
Okay, then by that alone, I would say this. I was already leaning towards socks.
Yeah,
anyway.
Autumn said, remember Costa Rica? Yeah, it was terrible. And then you like, it's so humid there, your socks never dry, and then you don't have enough because you could only pack so much stuff, and then it's like terrible. Listen, I've been through the worst wet socks. Don't even fight me on this one.
I think Olivia's very passionate about the socks, and I'm just going to go ahead and write it in. But I will
can't
say,
fix wrinkly feet. Yep, that's what Eric said.
That's true. This happened to me recently. One of the last times it rained, I walked into work and like as I'm getting out of the parking lot, stepped in a puddle, and got the wet socks on the right side. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this sucks. I haven't even started my work day, and I'm already done.
I keep extra socks in my work locker, and the last time mine got wet at lunch, I took my socks and shoes off, threw my socks in the dryer. At work.
Oh my gosh.
With the animal laundry.
I mean, that's passion for wet socks. All right. Well, then we'll move on. The socks will obviously win.
Yeah, Autumn, that was terrible.
All right. So now it is getting catfished versus missing the bus. So that's getting catfished versus missing the bus. I already have a strong opinion on this one, but.
Me too. Do you guys know what catfishing is? It's where somebody pretends like they're someone they're not.
Right.
And like in a dating sense. So it could be like a 60-year-old man using like a 18-year-old boy's picture to date you. Like it's creepy.
Yeah. The catfishing is not only creepy, but it's just wrong.
It
is there a
worse.
Show about that? Like,
yeah, there's a show called Catfish.
Oh my goodness. And you were watching some show on Netflix. What was it? The Circle?
The Circle, yeah.
And they had catfishers in it. Now, obviously, it was a different sense, but...
Yeah.
Anybody pretending who they're, like, pretending to be someone they're not is always a...
Yeah. Missing the bus sucks, but...
I gotta say, it's kind of unlucky that missing the bus got stuck with being catfished, because I think there's, like, that's one of those that I read these going forward before we started, and I'm like, I think that one's gonna win that one, but... Oh, well, catfished will definitely move on. Is there any... thing in the chat that says
it's
anything.
It's all catfish.
Yeah, it's all catfish. There's a lot of catfish in the chat right now. Not actually. All right, anyway, we'll just move on to the next one, which is, this is the last matchup of round one.
Oh, gosh.
So
okay.
We're about to move into round two, but first, the round one final matchup, it is backing into someone else's car versus double tap while stalking, and that being as your Facebook stalking or Instagram stalking, you're way back in that timeline, and you accidentally like something or comment on something that you... from like 52 weeks
ago.
So this one actually I think is going to be kind of tough. Because backing into someone else's car, I think everybody's done it.
It's that one.
Really? You're not even going to...
I've done both.
And you found the one that backing into somebody else's car is definitely worse? I'm curious what people are going to say about this
well,
one.
Well, we've got two votes for double tap.
I'm thinking the double tap's pretty
you
bad.
You do?
And it's just because it's like, now they know that you're like stalking.
Yeah, I guess my experience with backing into somebody's car was really bad because I got the police called on me because they thought I was going to, like, not come back, but I did.
Right.
Yeah, three votes for double tapping. Four.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's almost
okay,
unanimous.
I see it. Yeah, I've done it before, but it's never been... It's always, like, a celebrity or,
you're
like,
a Facebook
one
stalker?
Of my friends. Okay, listen. Pro tip. If you have an interview, find out the person's name and stalk the crap out of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It helps ease your nerves to see that they're a real person.
I had no idea. Well, there you go, guys. Life advice.
Eric said you can fix a car. You can't fix liking a girl's bikini pic from 67 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, Eric, when you put it that way, that's definitely going to... Does that pull you into the double tap?
Yeah.
All right, double tap, we'll move on.
Mike said creeper.
That's all that is when we get down to it. All right, guys, it is time for
the Elite Eight.
Yes, the Elite Eight, or the quarterfinals, as we'll call them.
It's March Madness.
It's March Madness.
It's still March.
There's madness, but it's not the madness we were hoping for.
It's March Sadness.
March Sadness. I saw that somewhere on Facebook. Anyway, that's besides the point. Let's move on, shall we?
Sure.
All right. So there's the first quarterfinal match is between being online during class when a video plays out loud versus hitting an animal with your car.
It's definitely hitting an animal with your car.
Being online during class when video plays out loud versus hitting an animal with your car. I will have to say, because I wasn't a big, even against the being online, I wasn't a huge fan of that one. But hitting an animal with your car that's terrible.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about that earlier, but that, like, again, hitting a robin with my car, it wasn't my senior year.
Yeah.
And I was, like, devastated for, like, longer than I'd like to admit. I don't think there's any question on that one. I'm going to go ahead and scratch in the animal in the next round. But I think that's probably predominantly what's going on.
Yeah. Mike said hitting an animal, but it depends on the video. Josh said it's not like you're watching porn. The animal is much worse.
See, that's all I could think of is when talking about the online, like, okay, yeah, if you're watching the wrong kind of video, especially like, well, it says in class,
yeah.
But thinking do that at work either, that would be bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it depends on where you work. Like,
yeah.
For my work, it
wouldn't it be par for the course? All right. We'll move on to the next quarterfinal match. That is getting a speeding ticket versus asking someone if they're pregnant or not.
Getting
a speeding ticket versus asking if someone if they're pregnant or not.
Oh, I don't know.
Neither are good.
That one's hard.
That one's going to be really tough. Because now
it's the pregnancy one.
Because the never insulting, it's never a good idea. See, that's so hard. This is definitely going to be one that we're going to have to go see what everybody else listening in.
Pregnancy one.
Yeah. Again, I don't have much experience. I haven't had a speeding ticket.
I haven't done that.
Knock
and
on wood.
I've not asked somebody if they're pregnant either.
Yeah. Which
Eric
I gotta
said, how fast are you going? And Josh said, speeding ticket. I don't know. I don't know.
This
we have one vote for a speeding ticket, two votes now for pregnant.
Yeah, I was leaning that direction, in all honesty.
Pregnancy.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Again, we talked about the monetary value, but you'll, like, again, if it was somebody that you're friends with, it's somebody that you are friends with, it is going to be trouble. Because,
yeah, I mean, that could ruin your friendship.
Absolutely.
Like, if somebody asked me if I were pregnant.
Yeah. How would you respond? Would you be
I'd
friends with them?
I'd probably hit somebody.
Would you hit the person who asked? Because that's dangerous.
What?
Would you hit, if somebody asked you, would you hit them?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't hit anybody. I just say that.
You're just like.
I'd be really mad.
I would. I'm going to agree with you. Definitely. And I'm thinking the predominant on that side is the pregnancy one. But that's the whole idea. We'll have this whole bracket, and I'll post the bracket on Facebook as well at facebook.com/ClaffyLP so you guys can fill out your bracket on here. So after the show, if you're like, I'm kind of interested how I'd fill it out, then you fill it out and tell us which one is the worst of the worst.
Josh says, if you ask and they say no, just ask if they want to be. It smooths it all out. No, it doesn't.
I don't think it smooths it all out, Josh. I'm going to say no on that one. All right, our third quarterfinal match is between opening the window in the car wash versus having wet socks all day. So now it's a very water. Oh. It's a watery one.
Ew. It's moist.
It's very moist.
That's disgusting.
Opening a window in the car wash versus having wet socks all day. You were passionate.
I really hate wet socks.
Well, I guess what I was about to say, you were very passionate.
My vote's wet socks.
I'll probably say wet socks against the car wash. Because I'm like, it's clean water, right? Like, I mean, it would ruin a little bit of the interior. But like, I'm figuring like you would catch it as quickly as possible. You just get a little wet. Whereas your feet are soaked all day.
Yeah.
I've got to go with the socks on this one, I would think.
What are
people saying?
Josh says wet socks. Eric says wet socks. And then Mike and my mom say window. And then Autumn says wet socks. Elise says wet socks. So I think wet socks is
I'm seeing a lot of wet socks. So I'm.
Well, I really hate it. I really do.
You are so passionate about it.
I really hate it.
Well, I don't blame you. Of course,
Josh said moist with two happy faces.
Well, I mean, tell me what it is. All right, anyway, move on to the final quarterfinal match. So this is it for the quarterfinals here. And it is being catfished versus double tapping from way back. That's being catfished.
Yeah, being catfished.
Versus double tap while way back.
These are both like social media ones.
That worked out really well. You're going to say catfished. The catfished is bad.
That's really bad. I mean, can you imagine how much that would destroy like your self-esteem?
Especially like if it went on for like a couple months.
No, it was serious and you like went to meet them and it was like.
And it was either like, this is actually who I am. I don't
know. Says double tapping.
Because again, go back to the double tap. You're stalking from like your brother said 63 weeks ago in a bikini pic. Like over last summer, and we're like,
Josh and Autumn disagree.
Oh, really?
Trouble in paradise.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about this one. Being catfished is bad. Which one is worse, catfish or the double tap?
Mike says double tap.
I'm seeing a lot more double tap than I thought I was going to see. I'll be honest.
I don't know. It's hard.
Oh, man.
Well, as of right now, the double tap is winning.
Yeah.
So.
Because I can be persuaded. That's the thing, is this isn't one that I'm like set in stone for. Like I can't sit here and tell you that like, oh, catfish is definitely worst. I can be persuaded on the double tap. So
Josh said, you think she's a 24-year-old dime, but instead it's a guy named Bob with three teeth. Yeah, exactly.
See, I don't know. We'll let this one go for a little longer just because I'm interested to see what people have to say. But definitely if you've got a comment, definitely time to share it because we're kind of stuck on this one.
Hmm.
Mike's like, and 80.
Yeah.
Bob's 80 with three teeth. Oh, goodness.
Hmm.
What are the votes? What do we have here, Liv?
Most of them are for double tap still. Laura says...
She doesn't
your
know.
Your mom says she doesn't know. It's when somebody pretends, like on a dating app or whatever, somebody uses a picture that's not theirs and pretends like they're somebody else. So, like, for example, like an 80-year-old with bad teeth pretends they're like... you know, a 24-year-old girl and then get some guy to like fall in love with them. And it's not really.
Yeah, it's all fake online stuff.
True.
And then the double tap is when you're stalking like from your Facebook stalking from like 52 weeks ago and you accidentally hit like or you comment on a picture.
Yeah, and then it shows up on that person's like
so they know
notifications, and they're like, "Was that person stalking me?"
Yeah, yes. And it's pretty well known that yes, that person is stalking you. So,
I don't know. It's how you end up marrying Joe Exotic. That's bad.
Oh goodness! Gosh. All right, we're gonna have to make a decision here. So,
as of now, it's Mike said or Chris. Hey. As of now, it's double tapping that has more votes.
All right. Are we going to go with double tapping then? Is that, I think that's how we're going to have to go. Okay. I'm cool with that.
That one's hard.
All right. So double tap, we'll move on.
All right.
So now it is time for the semifinals.
Oh, gosh.
So there's only two semifinals here. Let's see how this goes.
Final four.
These are the final four, and they are all terrible. So here we go. It's time to figure out which one is the worst of the worst. First, on the left side, it is hitting an animal with your car versus asking someone if they're pregnant when they're not. That is hitting
that's
an animal.
Terrible.
Hitting an animal with your car or asking someone if they're pregnant when they're not.
Oh my gosh.
This is a tough one. Any last things to say about either? Because they're both terrible. I'm looking at the final four.
We're going to have to go with what people are voting on because I can't decide. I feel like for me, it would be hitting an animal with a car, but I don't know if that would be the normal person's reaction.
I have to agree with you.
Josh says hitting the animal.
I'm hitting the animal with the car. I think that's worse.
So is Mike.
Yeah, because what if that animal's a dog?
Oh, like, my mom hit a dog once.
Oh, gosh. See, that's when it changes into...
Preggers.
The preggers is bad too. They're all bad.
Mike said cleaning is the worst.
Cleaning it all up.
Your mom's just hitting an animal.
And I have to think.
Well, because it could be a deer or a bear, depending on where you are.
Or hitting the family dog, or hitting the family cat. Like like I'm thinking, I've hit a robin and felt really bad.
Yeah,
I can't imagine hitting. You hit a rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then, hitting like a dog. And like, yeah, no, nope, nope. I'm going to make myself cry right now. So I'm thinking predominantly I'm seeing a lot of animals.
All right.
So
Autumn said animal.
I'm thinking the animal moves on into the finals. So we'll see. It will meet. Jeez, that's so bad. It is going to meet one of these two. It is either having wet socks all day or double tapping from way back.
Oh my gosh. This one might make me change my mind about the wet socks.
Really? Because you have been.
I hate it.
You've been so passionate about the wet socks. Like, really passionate.
I hate wet socks.
They're pretty terrible.
But what was the other one again?
Double tapping from way back. This is another one. I'm going to have to go to the chat.
I'm still going to vote wet socks, I think.
I will probably vote. I'd go either way.
But we'll see what
I could go
say.
Either way again. This is one of the... Oh, gosh. I don't like this. I could go either way. This has worked out very well.
Your mom says wet socks.
Wet socks. Okay. Double tap.
Double tap.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
It's... What are you voting for?
See, I can be persuaded. I'm thinking wet socks, but then I'm thinking like... The double tap, like especially somebody you know.
Yeah, Josh says wet socks embarrassment goes away.
Yeah, but so does the wet socks. They go away eventually. Although, like you said, it could go away after
sucks.
A week.
Anna said wet socks. Costa Rica scarred me. Yeah, Mike said so does wet socks.
They all go away. That's the thing is... I don't know. I feel like the double tapping isn't as embarrassing as asking somebody if they're pregnant. Because, like, that, asking if somebody could be pregnant, that would ruin, like, the relationship. Whereas this one is just like, it's creepy.
No, yeah, it wouldn't ruin it. But, I mean, it could be, like, a form of flattery. I mean, it would be either creepy or
it's
flattering.
Like, oh, this person was looking at me
it
from
depends.
Way back. Yeah, I have to say. Yeah, when it's, yeah. Okay. All right, well.
Mike said Olivia will tell you how to vote. Yeah, it will.
All right. Oh, and then you could get foot fungus. I didn't even think of that.
That's true. Wet
so,
socks.
Okay.
Winning.
All right. I've got to. All right.
All right.
You guys have persuaded me. The wet socks.
Oh my gosh. It's the finals.
It is now time to figure out the one thing that we could say that it couldn't possibly get any worse. So which one is worst? I'm trying to find the worst of the worst here, because these are both bad. It is hitting an animal with your car versus having wet socks all day.
Hitting an animal with your car.
Hitting an animal with your car or wet socks all day. But you are so passionate about the wet
socks.
Yeah,
well, I'm also passionate about not killing things.
Yeah. I will say, based off of the, like, killing the family pet, yeah, that would probably be, that put a big damper on the day.
Imagine, I don't know what I would do. I would just hide in a hole forever.
Especially, like, if it was, like, your neighbor. Like, you hit the neighbor's dog, and you're like, hey,
And then suddenly, your house gets egged, or your car gets egged, and you get, you know.
You have to move.
Bullets through your window.
Oh, my God. Jeez, how passionate were they about the family dog?
I don't know. It could get bad.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I would be. I think I'd shoot somebody over that. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't shoot them, but I would be very upset.
Remind me never to hit an animal that is ours.
Dead animal on the grill.
Dead animal. Oh, I'm thinking the animal's the worst one.
Yeah, for
I'm thinking
sure.
That's what I've seen from the chat, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty much the dead animal.
Yeah, I mean, there's no.
I'm.
Yeah, I know, Josh. It did escalate quickly.
It really did. It went from like that like carefree, like wet socks, and then all of a sudden it's a dead animal. All right,
Ooh.
Guys. What? We have something nasty?
Like I said, I never got the deer on my vehicle. Had to buy a new one. Ew. My mom had coagulated deer blood on her minivan side mirror for a while after it hit a deer.
That is like, it sends a shiver down my spine. All right, so then out of all of those 16 things, we have figured out the worst of the worst, and that is hitting a dead animal with your car. And that beat out being online during class when a video plays out loud, accidentally calling your partner mom, passing a kidney stone, getting a speeding ticket, drunk texting your ex, dropping dinner on the floor, asking someone if they're pregnant when they're not, opening the window in the car wash, forgetting schoolwork at home, having wet socks all day, getting shorted on a paycheck, getting catfished, missing the bus, backing into someone's car, or double tap while stalking. It couldn't possibly get any worse if you hit an animal with your car. Those are 16 terrible situations, but I will have to say, I think the correct one won out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to agree with that one. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening in today. Remember, if you missed any part of this, this will be available on Apple Podcasts tomorrow on Wednesday. Just search for either Claffy LP or It Couldn't Possibly Get Anywhere. So Olivia, do you have any last thoughts on this whole bracket situation? Do you think the right one got?
Yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah.
Which one? So do you think wet socks really is the second worst one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. Because sometimes with a bracket, you might get something in the early round together somewhere
really
else.
Do.
Well, I want to thank you guys again for listening. We really appreciate it. If you like it, check us out at facebook.com/ClaffyLP. Give us a like there. And you'll be ready for all of our wonderful content. You'll be able to watch or listen to our next one next Tuesday live on Facebook. Again, facebook.com/ClaffyLP. I don't know what we're taking on next week, but we'll see there. We'll have 16 brand new scenarios. It Couldn't Possibly Get Any Worse is created and produced by myself, written and presented by Olivia and Christopher Claffy. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved. For Olivia, I'm Christopher. It couldn't possibly get any worse.